Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, and we're back. I'm Dan Redford with Eric Jorgensen. Kids Table taking over Ebling and You. Jack Ebling is Hard Knocks have hit, and he's taking the week off in Maui. We're here to talk about a really neat and interesting project to revitalize Lansing. It's called Rio Eats, and it is hitting you everywhere that you are with a computer. Our guests here are Josh Hovey of the Rossman Group, and I think we have Jen Midland calling in. She is a local social media guru and the brains behind all these events like Ignite Lansing and TEDx Lansing. So how are you, Jen?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Where are you calling us from?
Good question. I'm near Cabela's. What city is it? Dundee? Am I in Dundee, Michigan, I think?
So
I don't know.
That's a pretty important thing in Michigan. You gotta know that a little better, Jen.
I know.
So we're talking about Rio Eats. For all the listeners out there, in a nutshell, what is it? How did it start?
Josh, you want to go?
Sure. I'll take it from there. Rio Eats is a project to launch a new diner in Riotown, Lansing, just south of downtown. We're taking the closed-down Dalmatian Firehouse Grill and opening a brand new diner based entirely off of community and online input and feedback. So we've launched a blog, RioEatsProject.com. We have a Facebook and Twitter page, which Jen is kind of the master of, and then we're asking the community, what should the theme be? What kind of food should we serve? What will the name be? Pretty much anything and everything we need to decide, we're taking it to the community first and letting them have some feedback.
Now, this project started about 47 days ago, as it says on the website. The aim was to get it open in 90 days. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're hoping to take it. We launched it, early October. We have actually
October 13th.
So yeah. We actually have 47 days left to go before we open, hopefully. So we have a few more things to decide. People have given feedback on the theme and some menu ideas. And right now we're focused on getting a name and a logo so that we can actually start getting some materials produced.
Jen, do you know if it's ever really been done this way as far as, you know, a developer going out there buying a piece of property and having the community actually just create it through social media?
No. As far as we can tell, this is sort of the first of its kind. You know, I mean, restaurants will frequently ask their guests for feedback on menus and other, you know, other important kind of business items through things like social media. But the whole start from scratch using this platform seems to be pretty new. We're getting a lot of attention and buzz from crowdsourcing websites and other bloggers, you know, kind of around the idea of using social media to create businesses. So, you know, with the attention that we're getting, we're pretty certain that this is a pretty innovative concept that's new to the market. So we're really excited about that.
Now, Jen, when you say social media, you know, to my mind comes the things like Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook. For some of our listeners out there, they might not be as familiar with these things. So I guess what is social media in your mind? And, you know, if folks are not as familiar with those things that are listening, how can they get involved in this project?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, social media is a very broad term that kind of encompasses websites that allow interaction. And so we're using sites like YouTube to post videos. We're using Facebook as a tool to collect feedback and to get messages out. Twitter, same thing, getting messages out and collecting feedback. So people will respond to notes we put on Facebook and Twitter, give us feedback that way, collecting sort of a following, using some of those traditional medium or non-traditional mediums, you know, and the old way that this was done, people would collect names and maybe have face-to-face meetings, or have an email list of people that they talked to about projects. This takes it, completely out to the public, so that anyone who's anyone can actually comment and give feedback and participate in the discussion that's happening around the project. So there's no, you know, there's no borders up. There's no walls that prevent people from telling us what they think. And that's what it really means. There's actually a slightly geekier term for this whole concept, and it's called crowdsourcing. And what that means is you basically throw it out to...
Sounds like a terrible condition.
I know. It does.
I hope I don't get that after having a big Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, make sure you get your viruses or your immunizations. But no, it's so it takes it to a whole new level where you really throw out ideas to a huge community of online internet users and ask them to give feedback. So people will crowdsource all sorts of things. There's actually a website called the Daily Crowdsource that users can visit, and it kind of gives a nice, intro into what the crowdsourcing community is all about, but also lists a bunch of other projects that use crowdsourcing to collect feedback and make improvements and changes and iterations on their projects. That might be a website, that might be a product or a service, but it's taking it all to the internet so you can touch on people all over the world. And for our project specifically, we have a polling site that we use to collect live user feedback through. It's like a survey, and that's actually been quite successful for us to get feedback. But what's interesting is we've had people from over 15 states actually submit ideas to our polls. So we're really spreading this out beyond the borders of Michigan to people in California and Texas and Florida and all over the East Coast. So it's been really interesting to see that too.
Hey, we're here with Josh Hovey of Rossman Group and Jen Midlin talking about Rio Eats. Josh, Jen brings up an interesting point that this Rio Eats project has gotten acclaim all over the country, responses from at least 15 states. We know that Lansing was just named on Kiplinger's top 10 places for young people to live. Do you think this Rio Eats project is part of evidence that Lansing is on the rise?
You know, I absolutely do, and especially the Rio Town area being on the rise. You have a lot of up-and-coming things going on in Rio Town. You got GM, which just launched an initiative to hire hundreds of new workers. You have the new Board of Water and Light power plant being built right in the area, and you have lots of artistic and entrepreneurial endeavors like Rio Eats going on right there, and it's going to be kind of like the next old town for the area. So you have a lot of creative people that are doing amazing things in this community. I mean, this is one of them. It's new, it's unique, but I think it's just one small thing that makes Lansing a great place to be when you want to do something fun and you're a young professional.
Absolutely. Well, Josh and Jen, thanks again for coming on the show. Where will you be spending Thanksgiving, Josh?
I'll be right here in the Lansing area.
And Jen, somewhere near that place called Cabela's, right?
Not quite. We're actually going to Southern Ohio. So kind of far away, but,
All right.
It's okay. Well, we'll be back to Lansing soon.
have a great trip. Drive safe. Josh, have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you.
And again, we just talked about the Rio Eats project. We're going to be revitalizing a new restaurant downtown in Rio Town, Lansing. And you can catch all that on www.rioeatsproject.com. And we will be back with a star-studded cast of folks after the break. I'm Dan Redford with Eric Jorgensen here at the kids' table taking over Ebling and You.